Welcome to Clean Eve Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jung. After being chronically ill for 7 years, told I would no longer walk, was born with a genetic nerve condition, had chronic Lyme and Hashimoto's disease, I know what it's like to be sick, and I know what it's like not to have answers. I tried dozens of doctors and dozens of treatments, but in the end, I was able to heal myself naturally. This podcast is to let you know that your body can heal. Welcome back to episode 28. Today, we're going to talk about the power of deworming. Yes, you heard that right. We're going to talk about worms in the body, also known as parasites. So you probably don't want to eat lunch and listen to this podcast. And if you have a sensitive stomach, you may not want to listen to this podcast, or maybe you do, because that might be why you have a sensitive stomach. Yeah, after listening to this, you might realize, oh, maybe I have parasites. Well, parasites are definitely a much bigger issue than the United States would like to even admit. I find that my followers that are from other countries, this is very common to talk about parasites. They admit it's an issue and they actually do something about it. And you might think, well, I don't really think parasites are an issue for me. Well, I have some questions for you. Have you ever eaten sushi? Have you ever eaten meat? Have you ever walked in the grass barefooted? Have you ever had sexual relations? Have you ever ate produce? Now, the produce one really bothers me because I eat plant-based, right? A lot of produce. But unwashed fruit and vegetables are a big source of parasite carriers. And think about it. A lot of the fruit and vegetables that we eat come from other countries. And there's animal manure that could be on that they use as a fertilizer. And this is going to really increase the spread of parasites. So pretty much if you have a pulse, you probably have parasites. Now, do I believe that it's possible to get rid of every single parasite in your body through doing parasite cleanses? No, I don't. But I do believe you can greatly lessen the load of the parasites and you could possibly achieve some of the best health that you've ever had in your life. I also strongly believe that many of people's health issues could be parasite infections. And we are simply just missing that because I know way too many people, and I also know my own story about how once they start doing parasite cleanses, they are gaining some of the best health that they've ever achieved. So there's a lot of different statistics going on. I know one doctor, Dr. Sung, said that 70 to 80% of people have parasites. Then another doctor said 1/3 of us have parasites. You know, they can debate all day long, but I can tell you that if you're breathing, more than likely you have parasites. And I find that those who are dealing with chronic illness, I would say 99%, I would bet, have parasites. And that is because of my healing journey of healing tapeworms. And I had parasites, you know, other than tapeworms as well. Now, when I got my colonics, which is when they pretty much cleanse your colon, I had my practitioner tell me that her, you know, clients that come in with cancer or chronic illness, she finds have parasites. She actually had a cancer patient that passed 200 tapeworms. Oh, I mean, just to think about how many that was. That's a lot, right? So it's definitely an issue with those who are chronically ill. And you might be thinking, well, how would I know if it's an issue? There definitely is symptoms of parasites, such as blood in the stool, anal itching. So yes, if someone is scratching their bottom, they might have pinworms. If you have fatigue, sinus issues, if you crave milk products, maybe if you're moody due to insulin resistance and blood sugar problems, you might have parasites. If you have rashes, if you're hungry a lot, also vomiting can be a sign, nausea, change in your bowel movements, sleep disturbance, itchy skin, and unexplained health issues like grinding of the teeth, sugar cravings, and anxiety, depression, and then also autoimmune disease. I know this is a really long list, and actually that doesn't even capture all the symptoms of parasites. And when we think of parasites, we think, okay, that's something that is in our digestive system. But unfortunately, they can get in your blood, in all your organs, including your brain, your eyes, and your sinus cavities. And there are over 1,000 types of parasites that can live in your human body. It is believed that 70% of all the parasites that live in your body are microscopic, so you can't even see it. Only 30% are visible to your naked eye. So for example, malaria is a microscopic infection. So worms, or whatever you want to call them, parasites, can range from 1/4 inch to 33 feet long. Can you imagine a 33-foot parasite? Oh my goodness. This is a difficult conversation to have today, right before my lunch, but I am having it with you guys. So when I had tapeworms, the reason why I found out I had tapeworms was because I don't know if I shared with you guys, but the celebrity Yolanda Haddad and I were emailing. I specifically emailed her because I found out she spent $1 million to heal her chronic Lyme disease. And I thought, well, if she spent that much, I want to learn from her and not waste my money and find out what she found out. She was so gracious and she sent me a huge list of what I should do. And what was on my list? It was to get checked for parasites because more than likely I had parasites if I had chronic Lyme. And so I went to my functional med doctor and I said, I want to get tested for parasites. He said, sure, we can do that. So I took a stool sample and he shipped it off to his guy. He said, this guy is an expert. And it came back saying they found tapeworm eggs. Well, what did I discover when I started to do ozone therapy? I discovered tapeworms were coming out. And yes, they were very long and white and flat. It was just, yes. It was not a fun experience. But what I found so fascinating was when I started doing treatment at home with this, you know, state-of-the-art treatment, it's called ozone therapy. We'll have to do a podcast on it. I had to do, the best way to describe it is take this medicine in an enema form. We'll just put it that way. And I released, yes, tapeworms. And I remember this one incident where a huge tapeworm came out. And the rest of the day, I had a burst of energy. That's when I knew that getting rid of parasites was going to be very important on my healing journey. And it just made sense to me that the reason why I wasn't healing was all the nutrients that I was trying to obtain from food or even my medication, the parasites were taking. I was the type of person where I was always hungry. I could eat, you know, a meal, but I would need to get two more plates of it. And my husband is eating less than me. And I was a very skinny person. I think I was like 118 pounds at one time. So those tapeworms were literally taking all the good nutrients that I needed. So as I was healing my body of chronic Lyme disease, I was seeing these parasites come out. So it wasn't just tapeworms. I had other parasites as well. Now, when I began to do water-only fasting, you know, to heal my Lyme disease, I would do what's called coffee enemas. And if you don't know what that is, definitely listen to The Power of Coffee Enemas. But that's something you can do at home to help cleanse some of your colon.
and I would see parasites come out during my water fast. And so that year when I did 5-day water fast once a month, I was not only rebuilding my immune system, but I was also helping eliminate parasites. So water fasting does help with that. And infrared sauna. So I was really pleased that I was kind of getting a 2-for-1 deal. But now that I have even more knowledge about parasites, I've decided that I will do parasite cleanses throughout my entire life. Maybe aim for 4 times a year. My kids, yes, I'm going to do parasite cleanses on them as well. And other countries understand this. I actually saw a YouTube where they were showing a class in school in a foreign country waiting in line to get their parasite pill. Like, they literally pass out parasite pills and it's like parasite day at school. So other countries really know the importance of that. And my husband is from Korea and his mom actually ships us these parasite medicine that they use in Korea, and it can actually be given to our kids and it helps rid the parasites. So before you purchase a parasite cleanse, I'm just going to go through all that I know about different parasite cleanses and just share some options that you might want to consider. And you can go by your budget, and you can also go by just, you know, what you think will be a good fit for you. One of the most popular brands is called Paragard. It's all over social media and people seem to love it.
But if you read the ingredients on Paragard, everything is really clean, but one ingredient, natural flavors. So that makes me hesitant to just fully endorse Paragard, and I've never used it. But I can tell you, so many people use it. They claim that it's been amazing. So that can just be your choice.
And there's also another brand called Intestinal Edge. It has really clean ingredients. I've read some really great reviews about it and heard some great testimonies on how it's really transformed their health. So it's definitely one that I would consider.
Some other ways to kill parasites is wormwood. That's actually what they gave me when I had Lyme disease.
Also, you can use black walnut oil. And clove oil will also kill parasites.
Also, another brand I would definitely consider as a parasite cleanse is a brand called Cellcore. And they have a kit. I think it's like Para Kit, P-A-R-A kit. And I've had a lot of followers tell me that Cellcore was game-changing for them.
Now, I've never tried Cellcore before, but what I did was I went on a very large holistic community and posted a question and said, what is your favorite parasite cleanse? And on the top of that list was Cellcore. And then also the cheaper brands like Paragard was also mentioned. And some other things that, you know, I'm just talking about today. But I think Cellcore is definitely one that you should consider. And it says that you have to get a practitioner to purchase that from. I think on their website, if you go to Cellcore's website, it says that. But I've been told that you can also buy it directly without a practitioner.
And the reason why I'm mentioning Cellcore is because when people keep on telling me about a product or something they've done for their health that really has worked, I tend to really perk up and listen.
Also, there's ivermectin. Yes, that became really popular and controversial during, you know, 2020.
But yes, ivermectin works. And the reason why I know that is when I got the virus this year, I did take ivermectin. And lo and behold, what did I see? Parasites. And it was really discouraging because I thought, well, gosh, I got rid of parasites. But then I realized I had not been keeping up with my health by doing parasite cleanses yearly. And I really think it's because in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, well, I do water fasting every so often and that should get rid of them. But no, the year that I really got rid of tapeworms, I was doing, you know, 5-day water fast once a month. I was really doing infrared sauna. And, you know, in the past years that I've been healed, I have not been that aggressive at water fasting. And, you know, I should have been doing parasite cleansing. A lot of experts suggest you do parasite cleanses twice a year, while others say you should do it 4 times a year. But personally, I would just gauge that on really how badly you think you need to do a parasite cleanse and how bad you think you have a parasite infection. And then you can kind of just determine what's best for you. Now, determining how long you do a parasite cleanse really determines on the parasite cleanse that you choose. I know some people that are really chronically ill that are trying to kill parasites over the next, you know, 4 months. So you've really got to educate yourself and really listen to your body and really decide, okay, what product is going to fit my budget and fit my needs. Now, a good question I got from one of the followers is, well, what kind of diet should I be eating when I'm doing a parasite cleanse? Which is a really good question. So you don't want to be feeding these parasites with sugar. And guess what? They love sugar, especially white sugar. So try to stay away from sugar during your parasite cleanse. They also love processed foods. And I mean, that makes sense. There's sugar and there's all kinds of things that they would love in processed foods. And it doesn't support your immune system. So try to stay away from processed food. And yes, they also suggest that you stay away from alcohol during your parasite cleanse. Now, many grains contain gluten and that breaks down into sugar. So you may want to stay away from wheat as well. I eat a plant-based diet and I typically don't eat wheat and white sugar anyway. So I don't really have to change my diet when I do a parasite cleanse, because I feel like this is how I should be eating ongoing just to maintain my health and also prevent sickness and disease. After experiencing tapeworms and then experiencing, you know, more parasites when I had the virus as I was taking ivermectin, I've really concluded that parasite cleansing is a must. And just talking to my followers and just knowing all that I know from the holistic community and just studying natural health for 11 years, one of the most common things I hear is that people that are dealing with some sort of health issue and they're trying to heal it naturally, they end up joining the bandwagon of killing parasites. And they often share how, you know, this symptom is now gone in my life. You know, I have more energy. My hair is not as brittle. My nails are not as dry. I'm losing weight now, or I'm finally putting on weight. It just seems to be a piece to the puzzle of how to really have optimal health. So now you've heard all this information, you're probably wanting to do a parasite cleanse. And I have some information for you that you need to know before you purchase any parasite cleanse. One of the most important things you need to know before you start that cleanse is that you need to have regular bowel movements before you start that parasite cleanse, and also during the parasite cleanse. Now, there are some different ways you can help that along. One way is taking a trace mineral supplement daily. Now, I take this because we are lacking in minerals and our dirt doesn't have as much minerals as it used to be, even if you're eating a plant-based diet. And I take this daily. This is the one supplement I take every single day, and it has been great for my energy and just making sure that I am regular. So I find that 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, I am like really high energy and great health. 1 BM a day is, you know, it's okay. But even better would be 2 or 3 a day. And trace minerals will help along that way.
Now, this product I'm going to link in my show notes, the one that I buy. You want to start small on the drops. It's a drop that you can add to a liquid like water or some sort of juice. I actually think it actually makes my water taste better. And I started with 2 drops 3 times a day, and then I slowly increased, because if you put too much all at once, you might be running to the bathroom, and we don't want you to have, you know, too much of a good thing, right? So slowly you could start using that product to make sure, you know, you're having regular bowel movements. And just for the fact that you need minerals, I mean, if you read the reviews on it, some people are saying it's game changing with just their energy levels because we're so deficient in our minerals. So I will put that in the show notes. That's one thing you could use. Also, during the parasite cleanse, I definitely like to aim for 2 bowel movements or even 3, because let me tell you why. When you are killing parasites, they release a toxin and you can feel sick and get flu-like symptoms called a Herx reaction. And well, who wants to feel crummy? Not me. And I have definitely felt that before when I was not having regular bowel movements. Actually, when I took ivermectin, when I had the virus, I should have had a lot more bowel movements. And I think I was only having like 1 a day and I was feeling it. Oh, I was feeling crummy. So definitely a Herx reaction. So you want to up your bowel movements. So like I said, 2 is a lot better. And also you could do coffee enemas to help along, you know, the way if you wanted to do that to help with your bowel movements. Another option is 1/2 teaspoon of castor oil. If that doesn't help, you could even up it to 1 teaspoon. But you want to make sure you are home, right? Because you don't know how that's going to affect you. But like I said, you want to make sure you're not holding on to those toxins and those parasites. We want them out. Now, another thing is if you start to have a Herx reaction, that bad feeling, and 2 hours after taking that parasite cleanse, whatever brand it is, you can take a binder. So you could take, for example, bentonite clay. You know, I just did an episode on the power of bentonite clay. You could do 1 teaspoon in a glass of water, or you could take charcoal pills, which is just really simple because it's just a pill. And I'll link this in my show notes as well, the one that I use. And that will help bind to the toxins and make you not have that Herx reaction and just feel crummy. Because we want you to feel good, right? I don't want you to feel crummy. Now, another very important thing that a lot of people don't know is that they'll do a parasite cleanse, but 14 days later, they will have eggs hatch out and grow to be parasites, adult parasites, yes. So we want to kill those eggs that did not get eliminated in the first parasite cleanse. So you might want to do that parasite cleanse another 14 days. But follow the directions, because if you're doing a certain parasite cleanse, it might tell you to do that. Or it depends on the cleanse. The cleanse might say, okay, you need to take this 3 times a day and take it every other day, or 1 week on, 1 week off. So follow the directions. But if you're doing something like wormwood and it's not specifically a parasite cleanse, you want to make sure, you know, you're doing this enough that you're getting those eggs. So that's my point, is just to really teach you that, you know, in 14 days, those eggs are going to rehatch. So this might be an ongoing process until you really feel like you've eliminated them. And you might be, well, how do I know? Yes, you could get tested. There is test out there for parasites. Now, there is debate whether or not it's really that accurate, because, you know, for example, if you do a stool test and, you know, it's not in your intestines and, you know, it's in other parts of your body, you're not going to know, right? Unless they open up your body and they find out. So you could get a test if you wanted to. For example, my functional med doctor offered that. I'm sure other functional med doctors offer that, naturopaths, some integrated doctors. But really, I like to go by my symptoms. If I'm feeling better, then I know I got the results. But not necessarily if you just did that first parasite cleanse and you feel better And then 14 days later, you don't do anything about it. You know, my point is, make sure you're getting rid of those eggs. Make sure you are, you know, getting at it for maybe 3 months or more.
Now, another way to learn about how to kill parasites is to just join a group of people that are actively getting rid of parasites, like antiquated Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook, join a parasite cleansing group, find one that's got like thousands of people in it, and learn from them, because this is probably the best study that you can find, right? Is a bunch of people trying to get rid of parasites in their life, and they will share different products that work for them. Because I'm going to be frank with you guys, not every product out there is necessarily going to help you, because there's different parasites. People are created differently, right? They live in different parts of the world or have different issues. So this might be you kind of testing, okay, I'm going to try this parasite cleanse because maybe this is the highest reviewed one and a lot of people are getting results. I'm going to try it.
Because I've tried different things, you know, I've tried ivermectin and I can say, yeah, it got results. I saw it. I've also, you know, tried water fasting. I've tried wormwood. I've done, you know, all kinds of herbs with my functional med doctor. And I even did ozone therapy. So I've seen them come out in many different ways. And the best advice I can give to you is find a parasite cleanse that fits your budget and that is getting really good reviews. Just make sure you're keeping at it and you're not just doing one cleanse one time and expecting to get like magnificent results. Most people that really are getting really good results really follow directions well. They really make sure they're having regular bowel movements and they're ready if they have a Herx reaction, and they're actively seeking different products to try. I know some people that actually do different parasite cleanses for a set period of time, you know, a couple months or so, and that way they're just hitting them from all different angles, and they said they're getting great results. So there's a lot of things that you can look into. There's even something called the Shark Men's Protocol I've heard of. Now, do I know about the Shark Men's Protocol? No, I do not. But I know a lot of individuals that have said that it's worked wonders for them. You've really got to do the research and figure out what's going to work best for you. I have shared some options. I will put in the show notes some of these options, and I will definitely include the binders so you guys are not dealing with any type of Herx reaction. Now, I do want to mention that you don't have to be skinny to have a parasite issue. That is another question I got from a follower. Actually, I know someone who actually lost weight because of parasite cleanses. So tapeworms tend to make someone lose weight, but you may not have tapeworms. I mean, like I said, there's over 1,000 different species of parasites. So just because you aren't super skinny does not mean you don't have parasites. And yes, I've heard some pretty incredible stories of, you know, individuals about to be diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and they started doing parasite cleanses and all their symptoms were gone. Or I've heard people saying that they had intense brain fog, they were on thyroid medicine, and after doing parasite cleansing, they are no longer on thyroid medicine. So quite amazing, the stories that I have read. But am I saying that you're going to cure your thyroid by doing a parasite cleanse or not be diagnosed with Parkinson's by doing a parasite cleanse? No, I definitely am not saying that. I'm simply sharing stories that I've heard and just, you know, knowing the people that I know who've healed chronic disease, they have all included parasite cleansing as a part of healing their chronic disease. And far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be doing parasite cleansing for the rest of my life. And I'm going to make sure my family does the same thing because I want to have the most optimal health.
Thanks for listening today. I am honored that you are my guest and I hope you walk away encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast.
Please leave a good review if you'd like. Share it with a friend that needs encouragement. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Clean Eve. And please be encouraged to know that your body can heal. The information on this podcast is not medical advice. Please do not make any changes to your health or stop any medication without talking to a medical professional first.